Good morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
Hi, I'm Hunter I am in grade 5. I live in a family of 6. Me, Aston, Lola, Miller, Mum and Dad. Some of my hobbies are playing video games, basketball and playing with my friends. One of my favourite games is Subnautica, where you build and survive. I'm pretty good at basketball. I play for Mount Evelyn Meteors, and I've gotten about 6 points this season. I can shoot and dribble, but I can't do any cool moves. If you haven't guessed yet, my favourite basketball team is Lakers. One of the things I like doing with my friends is to play Getting Up Tiggy, which is where if you're the tagger, you have to get everyone, and they are it as well. I like to have sleepovers at my friend's house, either Cade or Geordie. Sometimes they have a sleepover at my house. One of my favourite foods is KFC, and my two favourite things from there are Wicked Wings and Double Chicken Tender Burgers. Another fun fact is that I know it's a shade, but my favourite colour is black or a teal / aqua. I don't know why, but I think it's because I liked them when I was little. What I really liked this year so far was school camp. There was a bunch of fun packed activities. Some examples are the drop slide, bush survival, where we stay in the bush for an hour, making damper, do a zipline, I think it was about 150 metres long, and obstacle courses, and more. It was really fun, and the best thing was that Cade, Lucy and I talked about camp at assembly in front of the whole school. One fun specialist we run in our school is Global Ed, where we learn about some tragedies that are happening in the world, like global warming, poverty. One of the activities we did when I was in grade 3 was Just One Day, where you live with limited resources, so if you wanted water, we had to have it from a cold bath that we were in, or a cold shower for lunch. For lunch, we had rice. All this stuff was fun though. It was not fun for the rest of the day. We weren't allowed on TV or tech, but it wasn't that bad. But it was just for one day. Living in poverty like that would be hard. And I also like doing sport in our school. We have done T20 blast, hot shots, and now I think T-ball or softball, which is sad because I'm not that good at it. And yeah, and I don't really have a favourite song, but I like this song called Never Seen the Rainbow Tones, and I don't know why, but it means a lot to me. I hope you enjoyed listening.
You are shining, shining, it seems so. pours brown, you'll feel the pain. And when you fall, just lean on me. 'Cause you've never known, never seen, never smelled, never felt the rain, rain. Never felt the rain, rain, rain.
Hi, my name is Delana Pete and I'm in grade 5 at Birmingham Primary School. I moved to Birmingham at the beginning of grade 3 and I think it was the best move for me. At school, there are many activities to do. For example, senior choir, harmony choir, which you must audition for, junior choir, skipping squad, and aerobics. I love the school production the best though. All the teachers do such a great job in organising our parts and I look forward to it every year. At home, there is my mum, dad, little brother, and myself. I have a Great Dane Cross Mastiff dog named Wilson and a bearded dragon named Felcor, named after the luck dragon from the Neverending Story. I sometimes help out in the office at my dad's mechanical workshop, RPM Wandon. My hobbies and interests are playing cricket for Wandon Cricket Club, even though I'm the only girl on the team, swimming and karate, which I currently do at Mount Evelyn Martial Arts. I also ride a motorbike at MCTC in Kilsyth. Currently, I ride a CRF 80. I have chosen the song After the Rain by Nickelback because I think it's a very well-written song and there is a great message in the lyrics if you listen to them. It's a great way to live your life. Bye. Thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak today, and I hope all the listeners have a great day.
Yeah. Hi and good morning, Melbourne. My name is Alyssa, but my friends call me Liz. I go to Birmingham Primary School, which is located in the cozy sustainable suburb of Mount Evelyn. I am a family of four, my compassionate mum, creative dad, annoying but fun brother, and my action-packed boxer crossbull mastiff dog, Brindle. My background on my dad's side is German and Irish. On the other hand, my mum's side is English, and she only moved from England to Australia when she was one. I like to spend most of my time outside, either playing in my fun-filled treehouse or running and jumping around with Brindle. Some of my interests are drawing random things, writing different stories, playing for my basketball team, the Mount Evelyn Meteors, and plus much more. The colours I'd like to call my favourite are green, turquoise and aqua, as they represent nature. Nature and the environment are a big part of my life, and I love to be connected to it whenever I can. It helps me keep calm when I need it and helps me think of different alternatives to problems if I have any. Now, listen closely. This is definitely the most important part with four letters to explain it. F-O-O-D, food. I honestly like any food, but mostly either nachos with some guacamole on the side or Italian-style mozzarella pizza, preferably with some soft drink. The types of after-school activities I do are martial arts, also known as karate, and domestic basketball with my friends. If I could possess any mythical creature to have as my own, I would automatically choose a skimmer called Thornbeak from the awesome book The Golden Door. The Golden Door book and series really interests me with the magical theme and fantasy, plus the really descriptive words that helps me improve with writing as well. Now, that's enough about me. Time to move on to a little talk about the school BPS. Another reason why my parents chose Birmingham Primary School as an asset for my brother and I to go to is because it caters for people that need help in learning and who are struggling with school tasks, but also for people who want a more refined organisation for themselves to do. Future Problem Solvers, also known as FPS, is an advanced school program for people who need extra, more challenging or sophisticated learning. You will be handed a future scene, which is obviously set in the future, and you will need to quickly scan over the text, highlighting any problems that you can pick out from it. It will help and improve basic skills and will also require you to think of 16 different problems. Once you've finalised all the problems, you need to choose one great problem that is quite broad so then you can relate another 16 solutions. Those problems and solutions need to be related to the main future scene, otherwise it won't approve. Most of the future scenes we get are in real life. They might be happening now or happened before, but either way, they are realistic. After we complete the 16 different problems and solutions, we as a team of normally four need to develop an action plan, which is basically a plan to make your underlying problem become true. After you have completed all of that work, you need to pick another selection of 8 solutions and relate all solutions from 1 to 8. That sequence that we do is called criteria, and all teams have to do it. Once you have finished and finalised all of that, every couple of years you need to apply another setup called the 2-hour lockdown. You don't actually get locked in a room, but you just get a timer of 2 hours on the dot and you have to complete the whole future scene book solvers booklet in time. You are not allowed to go out of that room unless you really need to go to the toilet and you think a chaotic explosion will happen and your pants will no longer be clean. When the pressured lockdown is done, and if you have completed the whole booklet without a nuke coming and erupting in your pants, you will have a long wait before your results come back. If you do get really good marks, you could be picked to go to another suburb with your team and compete against really intense schools. And then if there is any slight chance that you get picked again, then you go to another competition, then another, and so on. I love Future Problem Solvers because it has changed and influenced my perspective on a lot of things and has taught me to persist and keep going, to think wildly and also to be very flexible with the ideas we can come up with. My brother and I agree that this is definitely one of the awesome things or programs that they run at BPS. I chose the song called The Nights by the artist Avicii because I love the meaning behind it. What it meant to me is that it is either now or later is when you will die, and you should live a life that the people you love will remember and look back at the awesome memories you had together. I know the song off by heart, and my friends can get annoyed at me from singing it too much and getting the song stuck in their head as well as mine. Thank you for listening.
Once upon a younger year, when all our shadows disappeared, the animals inside came out to play. Went face to face with all our fears, learned our lessons through the tears, made memories we knew would never fade. One day my father, he told me, son, don't let it slip away. He took me in his arms, I heard him say,
Light a fire they can't put out. Carve your name into those shining stars. He said go venture far beyond the shores. Don't forsake this life of yours. I'll guide you home no matter where you are. One day my father, he told me, son, don't let it slip away. When I was just a kid, I heard him say, he said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights to never die. My father told me.
Hey, it's me, Hunter, again, and I just want to say I hope you guys have a nice day and thank you for listening. And I want to give a shout-out to my friend Kate, well, my friends Kate and Geordie. They're really awesome to me and they just mean a lot to me. So, yeah, hope you guys have a good day.
Huge shout-out to my dad. I know you're listening. Hello. Thank you for listening and I hope you all enjoy your lovely day.
Thank you for listening to the radio and us speak, and also give a shout out to Linda, Ayasha, Miss Hall, and much more. Thanks.
You are listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
Goodbye from Birmingham.
The voice of the valley.
Bye.